Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking African swine fever impacts with Don Close of Rabo AgriFinance in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. That's the SLA TV channel and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. 21,000 head offer this go-round, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the time that a lot will sell, estimated time, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. Also remind you, Superior Select Female Auction will be happening on Thursday. 1,400 head to be offered right after the regular auction. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming Thursday, November 21st. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. We continue our conversation with Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. We had a chance to talk with Don at the just concluded National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting in Kansas City, and we had the opportunity to visit with him about the latest on African swine fever. Big impacts on not just the pork industry, but for all of the meat complex, including for our beef cattle producers.
It seems that the Chinese, just every time I look at or hear somebody else, I see a higher number of how many pigs have actually been or gone out of that Chinese hog herd.
Just like fishing, Ron, the first liar doesn't have a chance. We do think that rate of erosion has leveled off. It's just once you get to 55% or greater of your live hog inventory gone, there's less there to lose. We're also seeing efforts. There's starting to be some efforts to repopulate some of those facilities in China. A lot of concerns if they're not going in too early and if they'll re-break again and those problems. And then as you suggested, we're continuing to see that disease spread. We're seeing stories now that it's starting to break in Indonesia. So it continues to spread. It's going to continue to be the central focal point of the market through 2020. The thing that's starting to take place now, it's not that we're necessarily seeing that much additional loss in hog numbers, but it is all the countries that have the potential to export pork, particularly, but protein, but pork specifically. But so many of those countries are starting to be in an oversubscribed position that they've oversold what they can sell. So that leaves the U.S. as about the only supplier left in the global market that has a supply capable of export. That supply side is becoming much tighter.
So it's almost like a classic supplier of last resort.
We have been the supplier of last resort. You know, with all of the trade tension and spat the U.S. has had going on with China, I read an article some months ago, and I just don't remember who gave this quote, but the comment was made that China is going to do everything in their power to prevent the U.S. from capitalizing on their misfortune. And as this has played out, I think that quote has been so astute. I think that's exactly what we've seen.
I know that the international side of Rabobank had issued a report saying out to 2025 before we really see this thing kind of finally sorting itself out.
Yeah. And we're talking 2025. We have been looking at it from probably a five-year view to get the thing. And clearly, in that time span, we will have seen the Chinese pork industry totally restructured. That when this started, but we were estimating that 45% of that production was backyard hog production. Those guys will essentially be taken out of the market over this rebuild, and it will be with new facilities, new construction, and new locations. So, yeah, it will totally restructure China's pork industry.
What's it doing for the structure of our meat industry in the United States, you think?
I think that's, to me, one of the best questions to ask. And the reason I say that the U.S. has always been so independent and such a leader, both in imports of protein but exports. But now, as the global trade has expanded, the U.S. is having to recalibrate or readjust on how we think about price forecasting. So you take all of us analysts that typically think about markets from a U.S. base, we're having to redo, think how we do our job, because these global prices are so influential and can be such a big impact so fast, and that's a new development for us.
So it looks like it's out of left field.
I don't know that it's out of left field. It's just forcing us, as the global markets have grown and become more important, we just can't be U.S.-centric any longer.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now for the 24th Annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.